my family, that I have got to support, and I must have my correct grounds to clear my throat. There's only one here I'm gonna let go. That nice little sister in the very last row. So brothers, sisters, everybody else, you better fetch it with you when you come.
Well, look at that. It's already noon. My computer says noon came and went. It's 12:01. So here you go. Have a piece of this.
95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Plugged into your community? You are when you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
Here we are, all treaty people. So, time is 12:04, place is CKUW. This is the Temple Tent Revival, and after this show, you'll be listening. Do stick around to... what is it now? It was your shot for a while. Freedom Print. I don't know. I'm a little confused. What does it say in stylus? Earshot 20. Okay, that's what stylus says. So I think Earshot 20 is the show after mine, and that is followed by Debbie with Active Voice, which reminds me that I was going to tell you more about the big show tonight with the 1920s music, Jonathan Alexiak and the River City Syncopators. In fact, I pulled up all the information. So here's what it is. It's Jazz Cabaret Fundraiser, an evening of 1920s vintage jazz, and all proceeds are going to OWL, OWL. But it isn't for owls, it's the Our Whole Lives, a lifespan sexuality education program. So for sex ed in support of you can enjoy an evening of 1920s vintage jazz when birth control was basically illegal. It was a struggle to get the products to the people. Now, featuring the River City Syncopators and Al Simmons tonight, March 14th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Winnipeg. That means they rejected the Trinity. That's what the Unitarians did. They rejected the Trinity. So they're for God, but not so much for the divinity of... Anyway, let's not get into the theology today. It's not a doctrinal show. We're a temple, but we worship at the altar of music and words. We're going to have some words from Country Joe this afternoon, which it is now, 1206. 603 Wellington Crescent. There will be a cash bar. A cash bar. Now, that's something you wouldn't get at a United Church, or at least not in not in my old days of United Church. You wouldn't get a cash bar or a bingo game. But this is the Unitarians. They have their thing. And tonight, doors open at 7:30. There's a bar. It's a fundraiser. And to purchase tickets, you can go to UWinnipeg.com/form/jazz. Oh no. You know what? Do what I did. Just Google River City Syncopators fundraiser, March 14th. You'll find it. It's at the Unitarian Church, 603 Wellington. Starts at 8, ends at 10. Open doors at 7:30. To get tickets, if you go to the Jazz Cabaret, if you find the poster like I did just by Googling the event, on the poster there's a QR code for scanning, and that's how you can get tickets. Maybe you can just come to the door, I don't know. But there is a QR code on their publicity, which you can find online. I did. Go to uwinnipeg.mb.ca and look for the jazz event there, or just Google stuff. So we were listening to some 1920s jazz. We were listening also to Alberta Hunter and to Bessie Smith. International Women's Day was just 6-7 days ago. What is about the 8th? From 8 to 14, I can do the math. I think that's 6. Okay. What's next, you ask? I was going to bring on some Memphis Mini, and then I thought, wouldn't it be nice to hear some Memphis Mini or somebody done by the Blue and Gold, who are Trish Klein and Ndidi Onkulu. I don't know where I put it. I lost it. I thought I had it in front of me. Yeah, here we are. The Blue and Gold. This one here, instead of Memphis Mini, because we have played When the Levee Breaks more than once, I'm going to share with you Honey in the Rock. Not the band, Sweet Honey in the Rock, but Honey in the Rock by Blind Mamie Forehand. Performed here live. It's a video that they put there themselves for us to enjoy, but we'll just have the audio. The audio of the Blue and Gold with Blind Mamie Forehand's Honey in the Rock. Let's just make sure we get that and only that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned. We got all kinds of Country Joe McDonald coming up, plus some Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and I'd like to bring some local acts our way. I have to find a way to get into the back of the rooms here. And anyway, none of that. More of this. That's honey. That's pure honey. I'm looking at this list of all the people I wanted to share with you today, and I mentioned their names a lot on Facebook and stuff, but golly, how are we going to fit everybody in, especially if I keep yakking? But yeah, because it was 6 days ago, Women's Day, International Women's Day, and it is International Women's History Month in a lot of places all over the world. So many of those countries, but like I was saying, Canada does it in October, but that's okay. We still do International Women's Day, and for that reason, I was suggesting last time I was in, and again today, I'll let you know that there are books. I'm giving away books in celebration of International Women's Day, and you can see the assortment of books on the Kits Temple Facebook page. There's a photo album called International Women's Day Books, Books, Books. And so there's a bunch of things there that are available for prizes. I should be rattling off some of the titles. I'll have to open a Facebook page somewhere and remind myself what's in there. I know there's Joan Didion and Wilma Dirksen and Dora Dueck and border crossings. Well, there are a lot of things, local and otherwise. There's biographies, there's fiction, there's humor, and nonfiction, lots of nonfiction and mystery. So they're all wonderful books. I highly recommend them. They're all in, they're new. They're not used. They're books that nobody used. So they're new books, and but not new releases. So they're old books, but they're new books, because you'd be like the first to get at them practically. Anyway, lots of things. Some war topics, some peace topics, some economics, some gender problems. Everything is in there. So if you're a reader and you want a wonderful new book for your shelf, you can give me a call when the music is on. Anytime today. I'm here for 45 minutes more with a variety show, including Country Joe McDonald and hopefully Michelle Giocello and Bob Wiseman and some Joni Mitchell. I think she was coming up right away with the Magdalene Laundries. I was thinking that'd be a great one for Women's Day that we might never have used here in this show, whereas so many of the other ones we have. I wanted to play like two or three of everything, but every one. Let's just have this one right now, since we have some Canadians going on. And Joni with the Magdalene Laundries from Turbulent Indigo. I have a number in the booth. It's 204-774-6877, and that's what you can call if you're interested in any of the book prizes we're giving away. Wonderful selection. Call me if you want more info. 774-6877. Happy Women's Day last week, or Happy Women's Month to the rest of the world. And this is a story, and I've been talking over it, so what I will do is let her begin again. Go again, Joni. Clean laundries. Take that, St. Patrick. Well, you know, it's the story of humans interfering everywhere, thinking they're doing good things. Maybe they should have left the snakes alone. But anyhow, that was Joni Mitchell from Turbulent Indigo. I'm Kits Temple from CKUW. That's what you're tuned to, campus and community radio. This is a variety show. We come here every two weekends on Saturday from 11 till 1 and play a bunch of Kits picks. We tie them around what's going on in the world or what's going on in the city or just what's going on in our heads sometimes, and try and bring you up without bringing you down too much, but we like the blues. We feel the blues. We had some of those today. We had some jazz. We started out the program today with Coco Love Alcorn and the River, and we talked about how there was going to be a ukulele event at the Henderson Library. And I don't think I brought, I mean, I did bring the little paper with me, but I can't reach it. I don't know where I would start looking for it. So I'm just going to go to our website, the WPL, winnipeg.ca, libraries, which shows up under recreation. Where's the stuff about the programs? It's here somewhere where you find the... Ron Robinson knows about this stuff. No, we don't want just for kids. You know, the spring break is coming up and there will be lots going on at the library for kids. Maybe if I just type in ukulele. Ukulele, you can borrow them, you know. Borrow ukuleles from the Millennium Library. They have a instrument lending library. Drop in and join library staff and other ukulele players for a monthly jam. Wait a minute. This says it's at the Westwood Library. I thought there was going to be one at the Henderson Library. Huh. Well, it says this one meets monthly on Tuesdays, but that's, those are, I don't know. That's the way it works with the internet. You get something, it could be old. Could be old. This one says 2026. Well, this one also says Westwood. I was sure there was going to be something at Henderson. All right, Westwood Library, which is on a street called Allard, 66 Allard, Westwood. Allard. To be honest, I don't know what part of where that is. Meets monthly on Tuesdays from 6 to 7:30. And the dates are April 14th and May 12th. Beginners and all levels of experience are welcome. Bring your own uke or borrow one from the lending library at the Millennium Branch, which is the main branch. Okay, that's all I can find out about that right now. And we started out today's show with some ukulele music and best wishes for Coco Love Alcorn and her health. And Harold Mayburn, who... was born in the same year as John Coltrane, 1926. We heard three Coltrane pieces in a row. Then Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, James B. Johnson, Alberta Hunter, and the Blue and Gold with a long set of 1920s sounds. Which brought us to later. It's already almost 12:30. It's 12:26 and we've had Joni Mitchell. So while we're in the area of more storytelling, folk music, I've been mentioning Country Joe, who passed away this week, this past week at, what was it, 83, 84? As usual, I've got so many things open on the computer that you can't get to the one you need. So his dates... I think he was born in 42, January 1. On the first day of January in 1942, first day of the year, March 7th, he passed away, the day before International Women's Day. American singer, songwriter, musician, film composer, lead singer of Country Joe and the Fish. Did other stuff too. Well, we've heard quite a few in this temple and its various incarnations over the years. We have heard Not So Sweet Martha Lorraine, and we've heard Hold On. I was planning to play Hold On, and I thought, well, I think I must have played Hold On about four or five times already over the seasons because it's that good. And then I found something I hadn't been familiar with before. A record he did live, where he re-recorded a record he did a long time ago. I'll let him tell you about it. I'll let him tell you all about it. Well, here's some of this live re-recording of it that was more recent, so a more contemporary Joe from the one who recorded it 40 years ago, and let's put him on for you today at 12:28 p.m. We'd better listen just before that. This. Oops. You say one thing, and then they say, this what?
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Some words from our underwriters. Yes, we welcome underwriters. We don't play commercials. We don't have ads, but we do welcome underwriters. So if you're interested in knowing more about the underwriting experience, you would talk to our development director. Give us a call at 786-9782, weekdays, office hours. If you are interested, or go online, do it by email, ckuw.ca. All the contact info is at the website. And I was going to say, although it slipped my mind again, so maybe I won't. Into the Music is the place to go next weekend to pick up your goods. If you donated at Fund Drive, or you pledged and you're going to come with your donation, that's what I always used to do, is pledge at Fund Drive and then bring my donation right to the desk, which used to be the bookstore, used to be the information place here at the U of W, then the student bookstore, then it's moved over to Into the Music. It's been there for quite a few years now, and that's where you'll go to get your friend's card or your toque, t-shirt, tote bag, anything you might have requested from the station. They also have other things there that they're happy to throw your way, I think, when you arrive. And now we will go to Country Joe. And he's going to talk about this project. And I found the talking about it quite interesting. So we might have to save a lot of these people that I've been teasing you with all morning and afternoon. They might have to keep till next week. People like Laurie Anderson and Lou Reed. Go and see Bob Wiseman and Mike Bobguski this Thursday. Go and see them, or go and see Elisa P. I've got lots of events to talk about too, but I did want to honor Country Joe, who passed earlier in the week after a lifetime of service to peace and other important causes. Let's have this.
I was trying to think of what I would do for this event. And
let's have it again.
Well, it's nice to be back here for this second event. I was here last year. I was trying to think of what I would do for this event. And so I'm going to give a little background to what I'm going to do, which is... I'm going to play an album that I made 37 years ago. I'm going to play it from the beginning to the end. The reason that I'm going to play it tonight is the subject matter of the album is war. The album was titled War, 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 but also because all the lyrics for the songs that I'm going to sing were written by a poet, a Canadian poet named Robert W. Service. Robert W. Service is popular in the United States for writing poems about the Yukon and the gold rush. But when I got out of the Navy in 1962, I was working in Los Angeles, and on my way home one day I stopped into a bookstore and I was drawn to a little thin volume of poems. It had a red cross on it. It was a collection of poems by Robert W. Service called Rhymes of a Red Cross Man. And Robert W. Service wrote these poems in this little book dedicated to his brother, who was a lieutenant in World War I in the Canadian Army. And himself was, he was a stretcher bearer with the Red Cross in World War I. I really liked the cover of the book, and I liked the little watercolors that came with the collection of poems. I was especially drawn to one long ballad poem called The Ballad of Jean Dupré, about German Prussian soldiers and a French peasant boy. And I sort of put the book away and didn't think about it for a few years. And then one day I put music to that poem. It lasted about 10 minutes in length, but it was a very dramatic, exciting, adventurous tale of heroism and war. And I used to sing it around in the hoot nannies that we had in people's houses back then. And it became a kind of a hit. And then the rock band formed, Country Joe and the Fish, and around 1969 I got my own contract to do some solo albums. It occurred to me for some reason that perhaps I could put more of those poems to music. And so I began revisiting the book for some reason, and someone had given me another collection of a complete, which you can't get now, the complete Robert W. Service poems. It was a very thick collection of poems. He wrote about all different occasions and subject matter, funny poems, thoughtful poems, sad poems, all kinds of poems. And I found out of that collection a poem called War Widow, which is not available any longer. And another poem, I don't know what era that comes from, but another poem called March of the Dead, which was about the Boer War. So I put these poems together with a beginning and a middle and an end and recorded them on an album titled War, War, War. I never performed anything except another song of The Man from Athabasca, which to you Canadians will make some sense, but it hasn't particularly made sense to the audience in the United States, but very popular in England and in the UK, the two poems, Jean Dupré and The Man from Athabasca. So I just got back from a UK tour of England, Ireland, and Wales, and I decided to call it The Man from Athabasca Tour, and because I'm a very insecure 150%er, I decided that I would sing the whole album, which seemed like a good idea at the time, but it was really scary trying to get practice it, and I did at home. And I found it very moving. People up through the years, because the album hasn't been available for about 15 years, although I get at least one email a month from people asking me if it's available on CD or on vinyl. You can buy it online for a few old vinyl copies for almost $100 a piece if you can find them. But the record label Vanguard doesn't seem it doesn't seem to make sense for them to release it. So I thought, okay, I'll perform it live, the whole thing, and then I'll record it live and in England, and because they like those couple songs there, and they like the album, and then maybe I'll make my own CD pressing of a limited edition, and I can make those fans happy. And then I was thinking about this, because years ago I got the map out and I found Athabasca, and I thought, wow, there it is, you know, The Man from Athabasca. And then I just revisited the map this trip. I thought, why don't I sing the whole thing for these Canadians, you know? That's a good idea, eh? Yeah, eh? And so I thought it was a good idea. I don't know. Maybe you'll think it's a good idea or not. I've only done this about six times. Like I said, it's been... my, how the time does fly. It's been 39 years, you know, since I recorded that album, and just this last month, the first time I ever sang it live on stage in a row, and I'm going to do that for you tonight. I hope you enjoy it. It's called War, War, War. That's the album title. I still don't know if I'm going to introduce the songs or not. The poems, which are, the music is mine. The lyrics are from the poetry of Robert W. Service. And here we go. I've tinkered at my bits of rhymes in weary, woeful waiting times, in doleful hours of battle din, ere yet they brought the wounded in. Through vigils of the fateful nights, in lousy barns by candlelight, in dugouts sagging and a flood, on stretchers stiffened, bleared with blood. By ragged grove, by ruined road, by hearths accursed where love abode, by broken altars, blackened shrines, I've tinkered at my bits of rhymes. I've solaced me with scraps of song, the desolated ways along, through sickly fields all shrapnel sown, and meadows reaped by death alone. By blazing cross and splintered spire, by headless virgin in the mire, by gardens gashed amid their bloom, by guttered grave, by shattered tomb. Beside the dying and the dead, where rocket green and rocket red, in trembling pools of poising light, with flowers of flame festoon the night. Ah me, by what dark ways of wrong, I've cheered my heart with scraps of song. So here's my sheaf of war-won verse, and some is bad and some is worse. And if at times I curse a bit, you needn't read that part of it. For through it all, like horror runs the red resentment of the guns. And you yourself would mutter when you took the things that once were men and sped them through that zone of hate to where the dripping surgeons wait, and wonder too if in God's sight war ever, ever can be right. Yet may it not be crime and war, but efforts misdirected are. And if there's good in war and crime, there may be in my bits of rhyme, my songs from out the slaughter mill. So take or leave them as you will.
Now, this may have been a tribute event for Woody Guthrie. I'm not sure.
Cryptocurrency investing,
it may have been a peace event. And the year that this live collection came out, when he recorded the whole thing start to finish, and then this came out in 2007. The Man from Athabasca, we'll play that one. But we... and we'll play one of the ones, maybe, which he said was not in his original collection, which he found later on. They're a little shorter ones. This is a lengthier piece. So a lot of our time has been taken up well spent with the problems of war and poetry. If you'd like a book, speaking of books, there's books of every kind to give away. Go look at that list under Listener Rewards Department on the Facebook page, and I have a book. I have a book here with Catherine's name in it, and I'm going to give her a call because she won that book on a previous program, and I want to get it to her. Thanks for joining me today. There's about 15 minutes left in the show, and this is going to be mostly Country Joe McDonald, who passed away, and we'll play some of these other things I was teasing you with from my original playlist. Boy, oh boy, because I changed things up a lot last minute this morning, and also changed things up when we found we had to run out of here and move the car. So Patti Smith and the album Horses, which was celebrating its anniversary, we still haven't got to that. Maybe before the show is over if I stop talking. And the events guide, I had a huge long events guide to tell you about. We really only talked about the River City Syncopators tonight at the Unitarian Church with their fundraiser for sexuality education. But the Fuse has a fundraiser tonight for Habitat for Humanity. March 21st. Sorry. Okay, next weekend, 1 week from today, March the 21st, the Fuse has a fundraiser at the Park Theater on Osborne, 698 Osborne. Standing and seated and dancing, and doors at 7:30. That one's $35, and so many fundraisers. And I'm going to play Country Joe McDonald, and I'll talk to you some more after the man from Athapaska about some of the events in town just before I slide out of the seat in time for Earshot 20.
Binance Coin and Solana are popular choices for their vibrant ecosystems and utility.
Walu,
cryptocurrency investing, when approached with a long...
French soldiers back then. The man from Athabasca, I think that all of it's pretty much explanatory except for Poilu, which is a name for French soldiers back then. The man from Athabasca. Wife, she tried to tell me it was nothing but the thrumming of a woodpecker rapping on the hollow of a tree. She thought that I was fooling when I said it was the drumming of the mustering of legions calling out to me, calling me to pull my freight and hop across the sea. And a mending of my fishnets, sure I started up in wonder, for I heard a savage roaring was coming from afar. Oh, the wife, she tried to tell me it was only summer thunder, and she laughed a bit sarcastic when I told her it was war, was the chariots of battle where the mighty armies are. Then down the lake came Half-Breed Tom with russet sail a-flying. The word he said was war again. Oh, what was I to do? The dogs, they took to howling, and the missus took to crying as I flung my silver foxes in the little birch canoe. Oh, the old girl stood blubbing till an island hid the view. Says the factor, Mike, you're crazy. They have soldier men aplenty. You're grizzled as a badger, and you're 60 years or so. But I haven't missed a scrap's eye since I was 21. And shall I miss the biggest? You can bet your whiskers no. So I sold my furs and started. That was 18 months ago. I joined the Foreign Legion and they placed me for a starter in the trenches of the Argonne with a Boche a step away.
And the partner on my right hand was an Apache from Montreal. And on my left there was a millionaire from Pittsburgh, USA. Poor fellow, they collected him in bits the other day. But I'm spryer than a chipmunk, save a touch of the lumbago. And they call me old Methuselah, and they tease me all the day. I'm their exhibition sniper, and they work me like a dago. And laugh to see me plug a Bosch a half a mile away. Oh, I hold the highest record in the regiment, they say. And at night they gather round me, and I tell them of my roaming in the country of the crepuscle beside the frozen sea, where the muskox runs unchallenged and the caribou goes homing. And they sit like little children, just as quiet as can be. Men of every crime and color, how they hearken unto me. Tell them of the fur land, of the trunk line and the paddle, of secret rivers loitering that no one will explore. I tell them of the ranges, of the peck strap and the saddle, and they fill their pipes in silence, and their eyes beseech for more. While above the star shells fizzle, and the high explosives roar. And I tell of lakes fish haunted, where the big bull moose are calling, forests still as sepulchres with never trail a track, valleys packed with purple gloom and mountain peaks appalling. And I tell them of my cabin on the shore at Fond du Lac. And I find myself thinking, sure I wish that I was back. So I brag of bear and beaver while the batteries are roaring, and the fellows on the firing steps are blazing at the foe. And I yarn of fur and feather while the rockets are a-soaring, and they listen to my stories, seven poilu in a row, seven lean and lousy poilu with their cigarettes aglow. I tell them when it's over how I'll hike for Athabasca, and those seven greasy poilu, they are crazy to go to. I'll get my wife the pickle tub that I promised, and I'll ask her the price of mink and marten and the run of caribou. And I'll get my traps in order, and I'll start to work anew. For I've had my fill of fighting, I've seen a nation scattered, and an army swung to slaughter, and a river red with gore, and a city all a smolder. And as if it really mattered, for the lake is yonder dreaming, and my cabin's on the shore. And the dogs are leaping madly, and the wife is singing gladly, and I'll rest in Athabasca, and I'll leave it nevermore, and I'll leave it nevermore.
Hi, folks. You've been listening to some tunes that were recorded live at the, it was July 2nd, 2007. It was the second annual Our Home Peace Event and Reunion, which honored United States Vietnam War resistors and others in Castlegar, B.C. So some CanCon here because Robert Service, as he mentioned when he was speaking in the intro, Country Joe McDonald mentioned Robert Service as a English and Canadian poet. Poem, he kept saying. Poems. Poems, I would. He also said Boer. My mother used to say Boer. Boer. And Of course, she used to say whore, too, when it comes to that. Happy year of the horse. We're not going to get to horses and Patti Smith. Maybe not even Kate and Anna McGarrigle after all that teasing. I have to save some people because I'm into the country, Joe McDonald. I think we should hear Agent Orange. That's what we should hear. And, yeah, R.I.P. But what else? Oh, the events guide. We're going to have some background music for that. And is there anything in here that might be? Oh, look, there's lots of background music in there. I'm going to give you some events guide then. A little bit. Turn this on. That's good music if ever there was. Okay, we talked about the event tonight at the Unitarian Church, and we mentioned that next weekend the Fuse has a fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity at the Park Theater, $35. Door 7:30, show at 8:30. There's a fundraiser at the West End Cultural Center coming up on the 26th of March. That's another Thursday. Let Cuba Live. It's presented by the West End Cultural Center by Solidarity with Cuba Farmers and the Manitoba Cuba Solidarity Committee. It's at the West End Cultural Center, corner of Sherbrooke and Ellis Avenue. March the 26th, $15. You can hear Anna Lou and Grupo El Solar and Papa Mambo. It's going to be great. And let's see. On Thursday this week, you can go and hear Elisa P at the Park Theater. That would be fantastic. Or you could go to the West End Cultural Center for Mike Boguski and Bob Wiseman. Two Pianos, No Rodeo. I think I heard this morning that Irvin Miller's back at Bell's this weekend, Bell's Music Hall. Check their listings because they've got music all day, every day. You know, I heard something that Irvin must have laid down with some horn players in a band. We did catch him last weekend at Bell's, and he was playing his guitar, singing. He was a solo act. So most of the times I've caught Irvin Miller, he was playing solo or with one friend, but I know he's out there with the blues people of Winnipeg a lot too, so he's stretching his musical. He's touring, he's in Tabor, he's got all kinds of things going on, that's right. So, what else? Blues and Barbecue, speaking of the blues, tonight, King Cobb on Ellis. You know, you can use your friend's card. If you've got your friend's card from last year, whip it out for all kinds of discounts at places like King Cobb and Handsome Daughter, Public Domain, I believe, and Pollock's Hardware. They only have music when they have their little spring and fall festivals. Now, we are going to go out today with Agent Orange. It's not a happy song, but you know, it's not a happy world sometimes, right? And a lot of the time. Find the one that I was listening to earlier today. Oh, look at all that, Plasmatics. We didn't play any Plasmatics. So goodbye from me, and thank you for me too. And give me a shout on the socials, Kits Temple at Facebook, and so on. And sorry, it's taking me so long to bring this song back. I was just listening to it. And I want you to listen to it too. So let's give it a go on 95.9 Campus and Community Radio. I'm back in 2 weeks. Nicole's here in 1 week, 11 till 1. For the electric chair next weekend. Lots of good shows all weekend long on CKUW, so stay tuned. I still don't hear it. I was 17, just a teenage kid, the year that I...
I was 17, just a teenage kid, the year that I enlisted. I can't remember why I did. My mom said I insisted. I had some strange idea then that Uncle Sam was right. Oh, Mama cried, but she signed the card, and then I went off to fight. Got off the plane in Vietnam, it didn't seem like war. With all I saw, I started to wonder what I had come there for. Some officers got drunk at night and cheated on their wives. And the peasants on the other side were just struggling for their lives. Oh, the army tried some fancy stuff to bring them to their knees, like Agent Orange defoliants to kill the brush and trees. We'd hike all day on jungle trails through clouds of poison spray, and they never told me then that it would hurt my health today. But I got the news this morning, yeah, the doctors told me so. They killed me in Vietnam, and I didn't even know. I tried hard to forget the war like everybody did. Settled down, got married, even had a couple of kids. Well, my children both had birth defects, and the doctors had their doubts. They never could understand it, but I think I've figured it out. 'Cause I got the news this morning, yeah, the doctors told me so. They killed me in Vietnam.